This is Akashvani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address Nari Shakti Vandan Sammelan in New Delhi in a short while from now. The national level conference will highlight the increasing role of women in governance and leadership across all levels, from panchayats to parliament. More from our correspondent.
Women achievers from diverse fields will attend the event, along with representatives from different sectors such as government, academia, science, sports, entrepreneurship, media, social work and culture. The Sammelan will highlight the role of women in India's journey towards becoming a developed nation by 2047. In September 2023, Parliament passed the Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam to enhance women's representation in legislative bodies. The act provided for reservation of one-third of seats for women in Lok Sabha and state legislative assemblies. With a focus on implementation of women's reservation across the country, a parliament session will be convened from the 16th of this month. Akshit Vaidyan, Akashwani News, Delhi.
As campaigning intensifies ahead of the West Bengal Assembly elections, Union Home Minister and senior BJP leader Amit Shah will be on a whirlwind campaign trail today across Birbhum and Paschim Bordhaman. On the other hand, Trinamool Congress TMC Supremo Mamata Banerjee is also scheduled to hold multiple campaign programs across the state today. The National Investigation Agency NIA has arrested Gholam Rabbani, a panchayat member of the ISF from Motabari Gram Panchayat in Malda, West Bengal, on charges of detaining and harassing judicial officers involved in the adjudication process in Motabari. Rabbani was arrested yesterday from his home. In connection with the case, NIA officials have also detained and begun questioning three people, including Congress candidate for the concerned assembly constituency, Sayam Chaudhary, and Asif Sheikh, president of the Chhatra Parishad's Kaliachak Block No. 2. Earlier, ISF candidate Shahjahan Ali Qadri, lawyer Mokaffarul Islam, and nearly 50 others have already been arrested by the police. In Chhattisgarh, an encounter took place between police personnel and Maoists in the Machpalli area of Kanker district. A woman Maoist commander, Rupi, was killed in the exchange of fire. According to police, Rupi had been active for a long time and efforts were being made to persuade her to surrender. An automatic weapon has been recovered from her possession after the encounter. Following the incident, search operations are underway in the area and efforts are being made to trace other Maoists. President Draupadi Murmu today paid floral tributes to the freedom fighters who were martyred at Jallianwala Bagh on this day in 1919. In a social media post, President Murmu said that this incident instilled a new consciousness and firm resolve for freedom among the countrymen. The president said that the nation will always remain grateful to them. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Home Minister Amit Shah today paid tributes to the brave martyrs of Jallianwala Bagh. In a social media post, Mr. Modi highlighted that their sacrifice serves as a powerful reminder of the unyielding spirit of the people. The Prime Minister noted that the courage and unwavering resolve they demonstrated continues to inspire future generations to stand guard over the values of freedom, justice and dignity. In a social media post, Home Minister Shah said that on this day in 1919, the inhuman face of the cruel British regime was exposed at Jallianwala Bagh when bullets were rained upon the unarmed countrymen who were holding a peaceful gathering. The last rites of legendary singer Asha Bhosle will be performed at Shivaji Park in Mumbai at 4 p.m. today with full state honours. People can pay their last respects to her at 11 a.m. today at Casa Grande, Lower Parel, where she lived. Asha Tai, as the legendary singer was popularly known, was the recipient of the Padma Vibhushan and Maharashtra Bhushan Awards. In IPL cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru defeated Mumbai Indians by 18 runs in a league stage match in Mumbai last night. Chasing a target of 241 runs set by Royal Challengers Bengaluru, Mumbai Indians managed to score 222 runs at the loss of 5 wickets. In today's fixture, Sunrisers Hyderabad will take on Rajasthan Royals in Hyderabad. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. Gold and silver prices traded under pressure today, with the precious metals witnessing a decline of up to 2% after the U.S. announced a blockade of the Strait of Hormuz. On the multi-commodity exchange, gold futures declined as much as 0.78% or 1,195 rupees to hit an intraday low of 1,51,457 per 10 grams. And that is the end of this news bulletin.